Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is Friday, the 8th day of April 2022. This is Passover week, and we are just remembering the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are excited right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. We are excited with what God is doing. He is such a gracious God. He is a merciful God. And we thank him for the opportunity that he has given us to stand on the gap and intercede and pray for others and encourage each other. So we thank God for each and every one of you this morning. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer and a prayer of agreement. We are in agreement as we pray. For one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. And I do know that we are more than two here. We are more than three. And there is power in a prayer of agreement. And the three code is stronger than one. So we thank God this morning. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify your name, we praise you, for you are worthy of our praise. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready to receive all what you have installed for us today. We are ready to function and operate in the way you have assigned us to do today. Because we thank you, Father God. We are a purpose-driven people, and we do believe and trust that you order our steps. In the name of Jesus, for your word, Father, reminds us that the steps of good woman, a good person, they are ordered by you. So we thank you, Father, for ordering our steps. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. Yes, we say unto you, Lord, yes, as your word says now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are an able God. You are a merciful God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the great I am. Yes, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, because we know, Father God, that now is the time. Yes, that you are seeking those who worship you, and that those who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. For you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we trust you, Father God. We honor you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, as we continue to lift up our eyes unto the hills. Yes, we lift them unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. for our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, the one who does not slumber, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. You are our keeper, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because you do not even allow, yes, the sun to heat on us by day. Even the moon by night will not bother us, because you preserve us, you shield us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning. Yes, for it is a great day, Father, the day that you have made, the day that is full of peace, because Jehovah Shalom is in our presence. We thank you for peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for healing, Father, for you restore our health, Father. Yes, for you heal all our diseases, all our sicknesses. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's mental or it's physical, whether it's spiritual or emotional, Father. You are our healer. You break every yoke, Father, every bondage, every addiction, every thing that is not of you, that is rough in our lives. We thank you for smoothening it, Father. Yes, and anything and everything that is crooked, Father, we thank you for making it straight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, this morning as we come before you by faith, Father, because we know, Father God, that without faith it is impossible to please you. So with that small faith as a mustard seed, Father, together, yes, and your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Father God and Father the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. With that faith, Father, we can say to this mountain, be ye removed, and that mountain of life will obey you, Lord Jesus, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you continue to bless us and to do good to us and to answer all our prayers and all our requests and petitions, those that we bring before you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God this morning, and I say good morning again to each and every one of you, and we thank God for the opportunity at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So this morning, before we open our lines and acknowledge who is here, and give you an opportunity to put your prayer request, if you have a prayer request, or to say to praise him if anyone has a praise report or a testimony. I am just going to go ahead and go into the word, and we so I can share what has been bubbling on my heart this week in the name of Jesus. So we thank God this week has been no any other week. It's just I am just excited with what God is doing. You know, he is moving us from glory to glory, and he is just showing up, and it has been another exciting week full of teaching, encouragement, and powerful prayers and praises. It's just an awesome, awesome, awesome week. And I am just going to share with you and remind you of our scripture of the week. If you missed it, our scripture of the week is from the book of John, John 12. Verses 12 and 13, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. So people were celebrating Jesus and just putting those palm trees and just worshiping him. And that's our scripture of the week. And I would encourage you, if you have missed any of the days, to go back and listen in. We had such a wonderful time. But the scripture I would like to share with you is actually two main scriptures, and then I will give you some other scriptures as we go. So I will encourage you to have a pen and paper, or grab your notebook and your pencil, and you can take some notes or write these scriptures down, and you can go back and look for your, you know, future, or in when you are reading. So I'm going to entitle my talk today, or as we encourage each other, I'm going to entitle it Rising Above the Storms of Life, No Matter What. No matter what, rising above the storms of life. And my two main scriptures, one is from the book of Isaiah 30, verse 31. And then my second scripture is Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. So we can write those three scriptures I have given you down, and then I will give you some more as we go. The first one is our scripture of the week, John 12, verses 12 through 13, and then my two main scriptures, Isaiah 40, verse 31, and 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 through 10. Isaiah 40, 31 says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 through 10. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Christ Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. May he bless the hearers and the doers of the word. Amen. As I said earlier, you know, my heading is Rising Above the Storm of Life, No Matter What. Where we have read Isaiah 30:31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. We all know how an eagle soars. It goes way high. And we know when the wind or the storm is coming, the interesting part of the eagle is the eagle prepares himself before the storm. He has this sense, this discernment. He knows when the storm comes. So as the storm is brewing, he starts flying and he goes up high. I remember many years ago as a young girl, I always wondered how my parents or my grandparents will know that if the weather, you know, is going to change, if there's going to be a storm or whatever. I mean, now we have the technology. We now check the weather. We have weather alerts, and something pops up on your cell phone or on your computer to alert you to know that there's going to be a weather change or storm or rain or whatever, it's going to be so high. So we have these gadgets, but back in the day, they didn't. And I do recall my parents, they could tell, and my grandparents would tell that the weather is going to change, whether by the way the wind is blowing or the way the heat, they could tell, you know, they had that sense in them to tell that it's going to change. And they will tell, you need to put these things in, you need to tie this up, you need to do this, it's going to change. And you are like, oh, how do you know? Look, the sun is shining, everything is good. I don't see anything. But they could tell. So this, the ego does the same thing. The weather is going to change. The storm is coming. It starts flying and soaring all high. And before you know it, it is above the storm. And it will just float up there. The storm will help it to go up high. So on us as Christians, that's why we stay on the word. That's why we encourage each other with the word, so that we will be aware and we will discern. We are always ready and prepared. And we do know that the battle is not ours, but the battle is God's. But for us to know that we are not the ones who fight our battles ourselves, we prepare ourselves, we have that knowledge and equip ourselves like that. That way we will be able to soar like eagles and run and not be weary, and that we will walk and not faint. And then on our Second Corinthians, where we have read, it says, but we have this treasure, this valuable thing, this good news about salvation, we have it. This is our treasure that we had in earthen vessels, in our human beings, as a people, as God's creation, we have this treasure that the excellence of the power may be of God. So although we have this treasure, we have this good news about about our salvation, it has a purpose. It is that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. This outstanding, this quality be presented so that we can show off the power of God, the goodness of God, so that when storms of life, we are able to rise above them. No matter what, we can do it because we have this treasure and we have this outstanding presence of God, this salvation we have, that even when we are troubled on every side, when we are punished or persecuted or difficulty comes on every side, it doesn't matter what kind of difficulty it is, whether it's a mental thing, whether it's an emotional thing, whether it's a thing in our body, sickness or financial distress or whatever it is. We have all these troubles that come on every side, but we are not distressed. We don't get anxious because we don't get anxious for nothing. But in everything, with supplication and faith and praise, we let our needs known unto God. And he said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. You know, even though things look like we are puzzled, but we are not. We do not lose hope, no matter how stressful, no matter how hard, how tough it is. We are not. We do not lose hope. We do not lose our faith. We do not despair, because we know greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Even if we get persecuted, treated wrong, even if some people, those whom we think they are supposed to love us, they abuse us, they misuse us, they treat us wrong, but we are not forsaken. We still know that he is there. He is always present. We can be cast down, but we are not destroyed. We are still there. We cannot be ended. People think they have ended you. They have put you to where to the corner, but we are not, because always bearing about, caring about in the body, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the body of Christ. So we do not lose hope, because our Lord Jesus Christ, yes, that life also that he has, because he overcome death. He overcome the death, even the death of the cross. Even the grave could not keep him. He overcame death, and that same Christ who lives in us, he is the one who defends us. He is the one whom we represent. We are his ambassadors in the name of Jesus. So I am just excited that regardless of what we experience, we can experience every kind of pressure, but we cannot be crushed. At times, we don't even know what to do, but quitting is not an option for us, because they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. He renews our strength, and we will keep on soaring. We will not wait, even if we are persecuted by others. As I said earlier, our God will not forsake us. We can be knocked down, but we are not going to stay there. We will still arise. We all know that life can get tough. Yes, really tough, and it can happen so quickly. You know, things can change so quickly. But you and I know that we need to keep some scriptures and keep in the Word, grounded in the Word, so that when those storms of life come, the Word is our wings. It helps us to keep on soaring. That's the Word that helps us, that our friends and our family members always wonder and question, why do you keep on smiling, going through all this hardship? We don't carry our hardship on our shoulders. We don't carry it on our faces, because we have him who holds us when the storms of life come. Because we know, like Luke 1:37, that can be another scripture you can pull up when the storms of life come. That can be one of your wings, that there is nothing that is impossible with God. Because we know that he is the one who carries and fights our battles. And we know he lives in us. And because he lives in us, and there is nothing, nothing is impossible. So that's another wing you can soar with, Luke 1, verse 37. And circumstances are going to crowd us, you know, at times. And things you are like, I just battled, come from this storm, and there comes another one. They come to, because they are seasons, they are storms, they come and go, and people are going to make things worse sometimes, you know, instead of someone to say, I'll pray with you, or they will tell you, how tough it is for them, and they will be like, oh, you think you have think bad day? Listen to mine. And they just make it worse. And sometimes we can feel like all life is asking for too much from us. They are asking for that. You do not even have to give. You have given and given and given, and now you have run out. You feel like you are dry. But I want to remind you, my brother, I want to remind you, my sister, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So that's another wing that helps us to soar when the storms of life come. We keep on floating up there like eagles. That's Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. For you, we want to remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, in Jesus' name. Yes, we can be crushed, or we can be, but we are not going to be driven to despair. We cannot be driven to despair, because he will never forsake us. Our God is always there. He is on our corner. For greater is he who is in us than he who is against us. And he is our God. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I'm just reminded of 1 John 4:4, where it says, are of God. We belong to God. I'm paraphrasing here. We belong to him, and we have overcome them, because greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in you, my brother, in you, my sister. Greater is he who is in he who is in the world than he who is against us. So whatever we go through, whether mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, or relationship-wise, or all areas of our lives, we can still soar like an eagle. We do not give up. We can still pass through, because it's just a storm. It's going through. It does not last forever. So we still have to remember, even on that scripture, you know, the one we have read on Isaiah 40, if you go a couple of verses above, let's see, verse 28 and 29, it says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. So this is another wing. This is what helps us to keep on soaring like eagles. We need to know that. How do we know? We need to invest time in the word. That's the pillar, even right here at this power of hour of power, prayer and praise, this circle of friends. We are always in the word, to invest time in the word. Because if you do not know, if you do not spend time in the word, you will not know that our God, our Lord, our everlasting God, the one who created the ends of the earth, the one who is the air that we breathe, the one who is the life that we live, does not faint. He does not go weary. He does not get tired. He does not sleep, nor slumber. He doesn't take a vacation. That's the God who helps us when we are going through the storms of life. That's why I am saying we will rise above the storms of life no matter what, because we serve a mighty God, the one who does not
faint. He does not grow weary. And it also says his understanding is unsearchable. You cannot measure it. You cannot evaluate it. He is an awesome God because he gives power to the faint. So whatever storm of life is on your way right now, whatever season you are in right now, we serve a God who gives power to the faint. When you feel like you are losing strength, he gives power to the faint. And he is mighty. He even increases the strength to those who are weak and weary. This is the God we serve. And we know that those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. And that's Romans 8:28. That's another scripture, another wing, another propeller that keeps us soaring no matter what in the storm. We will know, we will shout out and know that our God, he, all things, whatever it is, they will work together for good because we love him. So this morning I would like to encourage us that let us spend time in the Word. It doesn't matter how many years we have been saved. You know, some people will say, oh, I have been saved before you were even born. It has been 50-some years. It has been 30-some years. It has been 20-some years I've been saved. But it's not about how many years we have been saved. It's how much time we invest in the Word. And the Word of God is new every morning. So you can't say because I read yesterday or 2 years ago and I don't need to be reading now, I don't need to be praying now. No, we have to do it day by day. His mercies are new every morning. They are new every morning. So let's spend time in the Word. That way, when the devil tries to whisper something negative to us, anything, try to whisper defeat to us, try to make us feel like we are failures, we will fight him with the Word. We will pull out those wings. That Word of God will propel us and help us to overcome. My last is Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, they return not wither, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So right here, Isaiah is comparing, you know, our God, the Word of God, with the rain, that the rain comes, you know, in season, and the snow comes, all those, they come from heaven, and they will not return void, but they will make the earth produce fruit, and the trees will start budding. And then before you know it, those buds will turn into fruit, and it will also produce another seed to produce another tree. And that is the seed for the sower to sow, and the fruit is the bread for the eater. So it serves its purpose. And when you continue on verse 11, then it talks about, so shall the word be when it goes forth out of the mouth. When the word of God comes out, it shall not return to him void, but that it shall accomplish that which pleases, what God pleases. That's what the word of God will accomplish. And it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. So it will accomplish. The word of God will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he has assigned it for, what he has sent it to accomplish. And I'm just reminded of the scripture that I ran into earlier this week. Let me see if I can find it, and I'm going to read it to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's from the book of Micah, Micah chapter 7, Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord Jehovah will be a light unto me. So this is another wing, another encouragement that, you know, the enemy might be rejoicing and saying, oh, now I have got him. But Micah is reminding us that even if the enemy might try to rejoice, you remind him, don't rejoice. Just don't rejoice, because even if I fall, I will still arise. And when I sit in the darkness, my God, my Jehovah, my Almighty Lord, the God, creator of heaven and earth, will be my light. He will bring light. So there is no darkness. We might see a blink of it just when it happens, but he will come and rescue us. He will come and deliver us. We will not be destroyed. Even if we fall in these things, we will not stay there, but we will arise. So I wanted to encourage you this morning that let us wait on the Lord regardless of what storm of life that comes our way. But when we wait on the Lord, yes, he will renew our strength, and we will mount up again with wings like eagles, and we will run, and we are not going to get tired. We will not get weary, because our God is there to hold us with his right strong hand. So we're going to get our lines open this morning. I felt like I need to do it differently so we can give each one some time to, this is Pentecost time, but this has been bubbling on my spirit, and I just wanted to get it off the way so that we can leave more time today for those who have a testimony or just want to praise God. Whatever we are going to share that is productive, that is effective, that is encouragement to us as a body of Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. So the lines are open. We're going to see who is here and whatever is on your heart. We will leave this time to you. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. Thank God that we are all here today in unity, on one accord this morning. Hallelujah. Coming together with the same mind and touching and in agreement right now, God. And we thank you, Sister Scholastica, for your word. And, you know, like every, you know, time you do it, you explain very well. And it was just plain to how you was, you made it plain how you brought it out, the word. And so we thank you for it. And so I'm coming in prayer this morning. On yesterday, I was, I don't want to take up too much time. I was called, you know, while I was on the road driving, you know, Gladys, I need you right away. And it was one of my praying sisters. They called me because she lost her son. They found him dead in the home, and he had a massive heart attack. But I thank God, you know, because I could have went some other place when I was on the road going to, you know, take care of some things. But the Holy Spirit led me to go in the direction where I used to live at. So when she called me, I was just 6 minutes away from her. I said, girl, I'm already there. I didn't know why God chose me to come back this way when I could have went where, you know, closer to where I live to do what I had to do. And so I was there with her. And so I want prayer for the Morris family this morning, that they come together in unity and they hold up Sister Morris right now in prayer because she's trying to stay strong for everybody, but even the strongest person needs, hallelujah, prayer and needs strength. So prayer for Verna Morris and her family. It was her son, her first only son that died. About 2 years ago. So prayer for that family, prayer for our families all over this world, prayer for all intercessors to stand strong in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for the word today. Thank God for he woke up this morning in the right body. We praise his holy and righteous name. Thanking God for my sister-in-law. They had a safe arrival here, hallelujah to God, and had a talk with them. Like yesterday, we prayed with them and set ourselves in agreement. Mm-hmm. Our son is having a problem with the kidney, and they're down there now. And we just bless God. I thank you for the word this morning. It was very powerful and influential. It was clear.
Hallelujah
to God. And I thank God for the circle of friends. Had time yesterday, got a surprise call by a saint. I called the saint by surprise, and it was fellowship beer. It's something when you know the Lord, how that joy just begin to work. Thank God for this week leading up to the week of the Passion. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, God, for everyone who donated their time, their talent. Hallelujah to God. The gifts of their ministry here, and it makes for a better week. And we thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for the word, Pastor Donnelly, and brother that's here. We love you. This is our testimony. There's joy like a river in my soul, just for the fact because we know Jesus. And it's a wonderful time to be saved. Amen. And I got back home safely from Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord, Pastor Scholastica, Pastor Bundage, and all the saints on the line this morning. Truly, our hearts were just so blessed to hear the word of God go forth so powerfully. Of course, all week long, we enjoyed the word from each one who led the word. But I just want to say, continue to keep the saints of the Most High God in prayer, that we would be the church that the Lord is coming for when he do come back. We want to be ready. God bless you all, and have a great Palm Sunday and a great Resurrection Sunday. Love you all. Take care.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'm so thankful for that word this morning. Just so glad to be in the midst of our circle of friends and the teaching and the encouragement, the reminders of always to stand in the word, no matter how long you've been in it, just stay in the word, because there's his mercies and his word is new every morning. It strengthens us. It keeps us going, and I'm just so grateful to hear that word. The scriptures just kind of scanning over a few of them now, and they're just so powerful. So powerful, and it's at such a time as this here, this Lent season, as we glorify the risen Savior and remember the works that he done, and those works are just for real. Even today, the miracles that took place leading up to his resurrection, all that Jesus, you know, went through, and just to be reminded of stand with his word, because he's with us, you know, he's with us. The word was just so beautiful, so in place for our coming up on our Holy Week and the Palm Sunday. So God is good. So I'm just so thankful to be in the midst of just beautiful people, beautiful Christian that loves God. Mm-hmm. God bless each of you. Enjoy your Palm Sunday as well.
Amen. Morning, everybody. I'm just so grateful for, first of all, the word. It was just so beautiful.
Yes.
We shepherd God above storms, life, and knowing that Jesus gave his life. I mean, that's the important thing because of his victory. Be over all things, and I'm so that and knowing that And I do appreciate the prayer that we prayed a couple of weeks ago, I believe, for my nephew who had surgery ACL. And it hear from him that he's healing well. Everything's going well. The swelling is going down. He's going into therapy. So I do appreciate that. And also my daughter and her family, they traveled to Savannah, and they came back safely. So I'm thankful for that. And for, you know, each and every one of us, as we're out and about, God continues to protect us as we do the things that we do. And just listening to the voice of God is important, and his direction is so important in our lives. So I thank you all for what you're doing. The word was just so rich today. Amen.
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 Is there any other?
Good morning, yes, good morning. This is Sister Marie. I just have to be honest. I started this a little job, and they asked me to come in yesterday, and what I encourage everybody to do, you know, when you're on the prayer line, you can't just lay in the bed. And I was so tired this morning, and so I didn't sit up, you know, I guess because a powerful word was coming forward, and I just missed it. I'm sorry, I missed it. So y'all just keep me in prayer. I was tired this morning. I didn't get up. I was on the phone, and I fell asleep, and it hurt me so bad when I used to do that, so I don't do that anymore, but I did this morning. So y'all just pray whatever that word was, that, you know, I just missed it. I'm sorry, and everybody have a good weekend.
Amen. God bless you. Mindset is right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm just asking y'all to keep praying for me that I get this job, and I really enjoyed the word this morning.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning. Amen. If we do not have any other, we're going to go before the Lord. Let us all pray for this prayer request that has come before us for comfort for the families that needs comfort and for healing and deliverance for those who need healing. And, of course, for the saints, the body of Christ, that we be ready and be alert to do what God has in store for us and those traveling. And new jobs and those who need jobs, or what you have had and whatever the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance. Let us all go before the Lord and bring these needs before God in Jesus' name. Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God who heals all our diseases. Thank you for no sickness or disease that you can take care. I thank you, Father God, for your deliverance and power, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for the morning family for comfort. We release the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. I pray, Father God, for the parents who will not be their sons, Father. You are the one who comforts, Father, even though these things do not make any sense at all. But, Father God, we trust you and depend on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will comfort them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, and I honor you for you who has begun a good thing. You will complete it, Father, for healing the in the mighty name of Jesus, that you continue to heal him as he goes through the therapy and gaining the strength that is complete, Father, and restored back the total restoration, Father. I thank you for those who are traveling and those who will be traveling, Father, that you go before them and behind them and around them for your traveling message, Father. And those who have started a new job, for Sister Mary, my daughter Queen, who started a new job, I just pray for favor, and as they go through the orientation and adjusting in these new jobs, I just pray, Father God, that you give them the wisdom and strengthen them, Father God, that they will be able to adjust and learn new things
Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a covenant-keeping God. I praise you this
morning, O Lord, in your covenant, Father. You are a covenant keeper in the name of Jesus. No one is like you. No one is like Jesus. No one is like you. All other gods are imitators. They are pretenders. You are the true God, the creator of heaven and earth. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Yes, the beginning and the end. There is no replacement of the Father. There is no argument with you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Yes, so your love is so deep. Your love is so great. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you. For you are faithful. You are faithful. You are merciful. I thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
I honor you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for renewing our strength, Father. Thank you, Father, for renewing our strength. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Yes, in Jesus' name, for fighting all our battles. We are winners in Jesus' name. It is done. It is done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. In Jesus' name, just praise him. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory, glory.
Apostle Horsley and his beautiful, awesome, wonderful wife of Wonderland, Evangelist Wonderland, and then today, Pastor Scholastica. Just pray that God would just pour back into each one everything that you have poured into us and even those who have shared as we have gone through the week. Whether you have facilitated or not, you were doing something great for the kingdom as we continue to sharpen each other. Iron sharpens iron, and that is what we're doing here. So I do appreciate everything that has happened, and I just pray that as you continue to go through this life that we're in, that you keep your eyes on the Lord and not be dismayed, because the Lord is with you, and we will continue to rise above the storms of life no matter what is going on. So this morning, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words. And you need to take this to heart when I say this, and you speak it over your life, and they shall not come to pass, because by your words you're justified, by your words you're condemned. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we must read and speak the word of God over our lives. And today I decree and declare that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And I decree this morning that we will rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds feet. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and those who are not saved are coming to Jesus Christ. I decree that salvation is coming to many across the land, and we shall continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. I decree this morning that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord, and I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. That is important that we receive that. That is in the book of Proverbs. So read Amen. That or take it to your heart and get to the place where you are the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Continue to love each other and see God do the great and mighty things that we expect him to do each and every day. So this morning I decree that the Lord's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we will look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So go in the spirit of Elisha, spirit of zealousness for the things of God, and have a beautiful weekend. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive, in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.